We were talking about the recount. Mm-hmm. And the mechanism for determining, and I had asked if it, if on the first count that Williams had been held the winner and that the recount really was mounted by the opposition to Williams, or was it the other way around? Do you remember that?
I really can't say now.
But at any rate, it came out something like 8,000 or so for Williams, didn't it? Well, then, in 52, there was another recount. And this one was a real squeaker. 1,100 and some votes was the difference. Was it the same cast of characters and the same atmosphere, or was there some difference in 52?
Well, of course, my participation in the recount of 52 was limited because shortly after it started, my father died, and I dropped out of it. Mm-hmm. And but as I recall it, it was starting to be the same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we had learned from the experience the 2 years prior that, and we'd learned well because we had saved evenly in every precinct. So there was no way that a decision, one way or the other, was going to really affect the outcome of the election then.
Mm. Well, I'm encouraging a sort of deep discussion of this because, and you would have to verify this, that there was, out of these recounts in the associated events, the welling up of political activity that got you into your campaigning for judge. If I remember, there was one kind of an abortive stab toward this in 54 or 55? When you had expressed an interest in the Supreme Court situation, was that not true?
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Well, you see, I'm focusing ahead to the time when you're going to run for the Court of Appeals, and that's when you first started your judicial career. Now, harking back to the things that led up to that, there was activity, was there not, in 54 or 55 when you were interested in a prospective vacancy on the Supreme Court?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Okay, now let's hear about that again.
Okay. Of course, at that time, under the old Constitution, they had spring conventions and fall conventions. And in the spring conventions, they would nominate candidates for the Supreme Court. And in the early part of, 1954, in the fall election, Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh had been elected Attorney General. And because the name ran so well, a lot of my friends and a lot of... in fact, there's a kind of an interesting story I think you'd like. On the day that Thomas... the day after the election in 1954, the Detroit Free Press ran a picture of the new newly elected state officers, and they had my picture... is Thomas M. Kavanaugh, Attorney General. Agnes Kavanaugh, Tom's wife, whom I didn't know at that time, met me several years later, and she said, "You know, I've been wanting to meet you ever since the Free Press ran your picture when Tom won." Well, at any rate, I decided that, and my friends, some of my friends, my father's friends urged me to run because there was going to be an open seat on the Michigan Supreme Court. So I tried to get the nomination at their urging. And
that was your first stab at judicial office, was it not?
Yes, yes.
That was when Gene Black was nominated.
Gene Black had been he was the Republican Attorney General under Kim Sigler.
And broke with Sigler.